Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to reveal toxic relationships, but better yet, why we stay in these toxic relationships, how it gets in the way of our life successes, and things we need to know right now to make the changes that we need in our life to be better equipped and more successful in every area of our life. You know, I find it very interesting because many of us are stuck in relationships that happen to be somewhat toxic. And I want to talk about that today because I think it's really important. I think that a lot of times we don't necessarily understand a situation. We might not have all the knowledge. We might not clearly see the situation as it is. And so we have the inability to understand what we need to do next. When we don't understand what's going on, we can't change something. If we can't identify a situation, then we don't know what it is. How can we even begin to come up with a solution if we don't even realize that there's a problem? You know, I find it very interesting because I have been in several toxic relationships in my life. Yes, I have. I'm the first one to admit the fact that I've been in toxic relationships. I've been in codependent relationships in my life. I've enabled other people to do things, too, that weren't great for them, right? I enabled people and kept them from hitting rock bottom thinking that I was saving them, when in reality, I was just, well, holding them back. And I find it very interesting because I think a lot of times we don't realize it. We don't realize we're in a toxic relationship. We don't even realize we're being manipulated. And so I want to begin with the first reason why we find ourselves in toxic relationships. And the first thing is that we actually believe that we can fix the person that we're in the relationship with. Isn't that interesting? Yes, we see their potential and we want to help. And our ego, yes, our ego makes us believe that we can actually do it, that these people will actually change and everything's going to get better. And I find that's interesting because we feel like this person's going to wake up one day and they're going to realize who they are and how amazing they are and all that great stuff. And everybody's going to sing Kumbaya and people are going to be smiling. There's going to be unicorns and rainbows and champagne and all that good stuff. And everybody's going to be like, well, if it wasn't for Ashley, this would have never happened. Well, I'm telling you one thing. If you're looking for praise and celebratory actions in a toxic relationship, you will be looking forever. Okay, seriously, when we actually think we can fix somebody, that is the first issue, is that that is not a clear and honest reality. The only person we can fix is ourselves, right? You know that. The only person we can fix is ourselves, and I know that because I've been there before. I've been on both sides of this equation where I'm like, you know, I'm gonna help them see their true reality. I'm gonna help them figure out who they are at their core. I'm gonna be there for them. My encouragement, my honesty, and my declaration to be there will give them enough sustenance to basically become who they need to be. Well, you know what? That's not true. That's a falsehood. That's never been true, and that never will be true. Yes, we can support people. Yes, we can guide them. Certainly, we can give them advice if they ask for it. We can give them help. We can give them encouragement. We can pat them on the back. All those things are great, but to think that we can fix someone and change them, well, that's just That's just wrong. You know, and I find it interesting because when we are in these toxic relationships like that and we think that we can fix somebody, it's like we resort to these tactics. And it's funny because we're not realizing that we actually need to probably be fixing ourselves. We need to fix ourselves to some degree, otherwise we wouldn't be where? We wouldn't be in that relationship because we know that we deserve more than that. You know, another reason why we stay in toxic relationships is that we want to help the other person, I think. I think that most of us out there actually care about people. We're authentic, we're real, we have a good heart, right? We believe in other people. When we feel that just more love and support will help them flourish and see their true identity, see their truth. And I'm a definite believer in love and helping people. But at the same point, when we're helping people, they also need to see what love is. They must understand what unconditional love is. They must understand how to love another person. I can only understand what I have within me. So when I meet somebody and they have certain characteristics or certain, you know, certain things about them, I'm only going to understand what I understand within myself. Does that make sense? Okay. So, for example, if I don't understand unconditional love, I'm not going to understand when somebody's giving me unconditional love. Okay, think about it on the flip-flop. If I'm not a manipulator and I don't manipulate people and try to play people, when somebody's playing me and manipulating me, it's probably not going to be the first thing that I'm thinking of. I'm probably going to overlook that manipulation in its totality because I'm not even going to realize that they're doing it. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay, so we think we can help them, and we definitely want to help other people. That's what this world is about, is helping other people, guiding other people, helping people to be happy and healthy individuals. But at the same time, they've got to want that too. It's like the same as the addict that you want them to go to rehab. That's great that you want them to go to rehab, and that's an awesome thing. But in the same half, they've got to want to go too. If they don't want to go, it's not going to work. Okay, you can't want something for somebody else that they don't want. You can't want something for someone else that they don't want. I said that twice because it's extremely important. You can want something for somebody their whole life, but unless they finally realize that they want that too, and that they have enough value within them to declare that that's a reality, that's great if they get it. But if they don't, what are you doing? I mean, then you have to look within yourself and say, why aren't I, looking toward myself to better myself? Why aren't I taking this time to make my life better? Why aren't I really focusing and taking that energy and working on myself? Because there's got to be something up if I'm going outside of myself and trying to save somebody when they don't want to be saved in the first place. Oftentimes, that's because we don't want to look in our own backyard. Okay? I've been there before, too. And I see it often when I have some friends that are like going through awesome, they're going through rehab and they've been sober, and I think it's amazing, and I'm just really proud of them. But oftentimes those same people have a tendency of wanting to help everybody immediately. And it's like, well, you haven't even been sober for a few months yet. You probably need to focus on your own sobriety and then working with other people once you've gotten a couple years under your belt. And the same is for the person that's just realized the toxic relationship quotient, realized that it goes back to their childhood, understands it, breaks the pattern, breaks the cycle, and works toward it. It's probably not the best to go and try to save everybody in the situation. It's probably good to do some self-examination, understanding the cycle. Did it start because of mom or dad? That was the normalcy, and we got used to it, and then we allowed this cycle to flourish throughout our life. Now, what do we need to repair and change and augment to make our life successful? And until we get to that other side and know exactly how to do it, and we're successful in all levels of that, we can't guide another individual to do it. And so that's why I think there's a lot of codependency in relationships, is that we get codependent. We get that way because we're trying to save the other person. But are we saving them because we want to save them? Or a lot of times are we saving them because we don't want to look at our own problems? And it's very interesting, the human condition. And that's why I love doing what I do, because it really allows me to really push the envelope in my mind and in my heart and understand why we make choices in our life. Because I think for the most part, we do them because we care. Now, is it always altruistic? Probably not. And so we have to see that and examine that and understand why we make certain choices. Okay? And what value do we get from them? What are we getting from those life choices? Because even if we're miserable to some degree, if we're doing it over and over again, we're getting something out of it. And we have to be honest about that and see the reality of what we're actually obtaining from being in that situation. You know, another thing that I find interesting about staying in toxic relationships is that oftentimes if it's a romantic relationship or even a friendship for that matter, we have a tendency of feeling bad about their past. You know, they tell us about their challenging childhood, a very painful childhood. We feel really bad about it. We feel sad for them. We want to support them. Okay, they've told us about this past. We feel sad for them. And we allow this past pain of theirs to basically co-sign and to agree to the actions and the attitudes that they have now. Okay. Oftentimes when somebody has gone through a painful childhood, we do feel bad. And you know, we should feel, you know, we should feel some of that, but we don't need to feel personal regret. We had nothing to do with it. We don't need to feel guilt. That wasn't part of our life either. And we also don't need to co-sign on someone's delinquent attitude, abusive attitudes, or addictive behavior based on that past that we feel bad about. And, you know, I know that some people have had a very, very challenging childhood, okay? But, I mean, think about it. To some degree, most of us have had a challenging childhood. And the only way to get better in our life is to let go of that. And I know some people say, well, it's really tough. And I agree with you. I understand. But you know what? On the flip-flop, if we don't let go of that unhealthiness from our childhood and seek it and figure it out and deal with it and mourn that and let go of it, it's going to control us for the rest of our lives. When I return, I'll be talking more about toxic relationships, why we stick around, and some caveats of things that we need to know to make these changes in our life to make our life better. Stay tuned. Leave Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm pointing out the reasons why we stay in toxic relationships, how staying in these toxic relationships get in the way of our success, how we sometimes don't even realize that we are in these relationships because they appear to be normal. You know, right before the break, I was talking about people's pasts. Many of us are in relationships right now where the other person has vocalized about their past, the pain and suffering that they have gone through, the pain and suffering of their childhood, maybe of their past marriages, perhaps, their upbringing, various levels of their past, and how it's been very disturbing and very challenging. And I don't know about you, but for most of us, when that happens, what do we end up doing? We end up feeling guilty because that person had a bad childhood, a sad childhood, a depressing childhood, an abusive childhood, maybe possibly several abusive marriages, sexually, mentally, emotionally, physically abusive. And so what happens is we internalize that and we say, you know what? I'm going to do everything I can to make this person happy. I'm going to try to take this pain away from them. And I'm going to make them happy. And they all deserve a chance. And we all deserve chances. But we often don't take into consideration that others have done the same thing. We feel like we're the only one. We feel like we're the only one that can help out in this situation. Which is very untrue. That's a very egotistical thing to think. Oh, I'm the only one that can save this person. Going back to the saving quotient. Like you can actually save somebody. As just an individual that we are, which we can. We can save ourselves. We can make ourselves better, but we can't make someone else better or change them. And what happens is this relationship becomes usually very codependent because it becomes normally very isolating. It normally becomes very isolating because that person needs a lot of attention. Y'all become very codependent. There's a lot of stuff kind of going on. There's a lot of codependency. There's a little bit of enabling. There's a little bit of signing off and agreeing on that person's actions and attitudes because we sit there and feel bad about their past. You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise, you wouldn't co-sign on someone's negative attitudes or abusive attitudes, but instead you sit there and you make excuses because of their past, their childhood, their upbringing. And so you basically give them like, you know, okay, I'm going to co-sign on this because they don't really understand what they're doing. You know, they've been through a tough life. And, you know, some people do need love and they just need some attention and some focus. Other folks, though, you know, when you think about some people, and I'm not saying this across the board, but there's some people that don't have any friends because they burn them all out. Yeah, I know. I never thought about that until it was probably about 6 or 7 years ago when I had a friend of mine that came back into my life. And And we were talking, and they were like, you know, I just don't have any friends. And I felt so bad for them. I felt so sad. I felt kind of guilty and sad that people have friends and they don't. I was thinking, man, what? You know, this is so sad that somebody would be so alone on this planet with no friends. You know, with no friends. I mean, how can you, you know, I felt so bad for them. And over time, I realized, and it took me a long time, it took me to get burned a lot from this person. I burned over and over and over and over again to realize, oh, they had just burned them all out. They had lied to them and taken from them and stolen from them and cheated on them. They just like they did with me. And that's why they didn't have any friends. And I'm not saying that's across the board, but I'm saying there's a lot of folks out there that'll say that they're the Lone Ranger. They're on their own. They're on their own for a reason, usually. And that's something to really take into consideration, because a lot of us want to be the savior. We have that complex. We want to save other people. We want to save the world. And we begin with one person at a time. And sometimes we don't choose very wisely. Sometimes we choose quite poorly. Okay? And I've done that. And so, yes, I'm all about giving people chances. I'm all about it. But on the flip side, the idea of feeling guilt about someone else's past that you had nothing to do with, well, that's just toxic. That's not helping you in any way. That's not making you a better person. That's not making you smarter, more intelligent. That's not making you feel more love and happiness on this planet. No, it's actually taking away from your quality of life. And when you co-sign on someone else's behavior based on that, that they say, I'm not going to take responsibility for who I am, because this was done to me, this abuse was done to me, and so therefore I am going to act XYZ, and you go on and co-sign on that behavior, that's not good either. There comes a time when people have to step up to the plate and accept responsibility for their life and their actions. Seriously. That's the key. And once we do that, our life changes. But in order to step up to the plate and take that responsibility, we have to be willing to sign on our own stuff. We have to be willing to take our own life and do what we need to do to make it happy, healthy, and worth living. We've got to accept our own shortcomings, our own past failures. We've got to deal with the stuff that happened to us in our life. And some of it, yeah, some of it's not good. Some of it's really painful. And some of it was done to us and we had nothing to do with it. However, if we don't deal with it, it will ruin us. There comes a time where we have to deal with the toxic stuff that happened in our childhood, that happened in our life, so it doesn't contaminate the rest of our life. And if you're thinking you can just sweep it under the rug right now, you are sorely mistaken. I hate to say that. I hate to tell you the truth on this, but I got to. I have to. If I didn't tell you the truth, I wouldn't be a good therapist. I definitely wouldn't be a good friend. I wouldn't be a good life coach. And I definitely wouldn't be a good person on the radio to talk about this stuff, because I wouldn't be honest. We all have to deal with the stuff in our past that's holding us back. It's our duty. It's what we have to do. It's part of it. And a lot of times, if you look at it from a different perspective, it makes it a little easier. I had a challenging childhood. I had a condition that nobody understood, a health condition that nobody understood since the day I was born, okay? Talk about stress, anxiety, feeling lesser than, you don't even have a freaking diagnosis for a disease, being sick all the time, hurting, feeling bad all the time. You know what that does to a kid's mind? Yeah, it's not fun. I was there. I get it. And I had to deal with that, and I had to deal with the pain and suffering of that. I had to overcome that. And there was several times in my life where I couldn't see the forest through the trees. There was a lot of depression there, going to the hospitals all the time, having tests run, doing this, doing that, you know, having issues in the family, everything else that's going on at the same time, all kinds of stuff happening. But I had to deal with that to move on. And it was interesting. There was a time in my life where I thought that I had dealt with all that, but I had not. I had not. I had to deal with those aspects of my life. I had to deconstruct that, my feelings, my emotions, why I felt lesser than, why I had a lower self-esteem. I had to get into that core and understand why I got there, how I got there, forgive the situation, forgive myself, allow it to be. I had a lot of soulful, formative, foundation foundational work to do. Big time. Foundation. All about that. I had to create a solid foundation for my life, and that starts with taking the house of cards and taking the cards, examining those cards, putting them in your back pocket, and using real, actual bricks and stone to create your life. Okay, those cards are the stuff that we haven't dealt with. Those cards are the things that hold us back. Those cards are the stuff that we haven't honestly dealt with in our life, and we don't want to see the truth. And I had to deal with that. And once I got real with myself and I got real with my past, then I was able to move on. But before that, no. I chose poorly when it came to relationships. I put myself in many toxic relationships, okay? I hadn't dealt with my own issues. I was also being toxic with myself because I wasn't handling up on my own business and dealing with what I needed to deal with. Was it hard? Yeah. Was it stressful? Sure. Would it be more stressful now if I hadn't dealt with it? Oh, yeah. It doesn't get easier, okay? But there's no time to start like the present. We are given the present moment to make the changes we need to make. We have this whole lifetime. And don't you want to use the rest of your lifetime to create happiness and success instead of dwelling on the past problems? Accepting the stuff that we can't change, forgiving ourselves, forgiving the people involved, and moving forward with a positive step forward instead of holding ourselves back in the negative past. And I find that very interesting because many of us are in these toxic relationships and we're there because we haven't dealt with our past stuff, because there's a lot to that. And when I return, I'll be talking more about that, about what normalcy is, about what toxicity is, and all those things in between. Because when we're young, what's toxic will eventually appear normal. When I return, I'll be talking more about toxicity in our lives and how to be successful and eliminate this from our life, from our future, and to live that true life that we want to live. In the meantime, check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, and also go to YouTube, search up my name, Ashley Burgess, and see the videos that are posted up every single week, new content on relationships, toxicity, the silent treatment, and the list goes on. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682.
591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about toxic relationships, the things that get in the way of our success, the stuff that we might not even be aware of that's existing in our life right now. So right before the break, I've been talking about how we have a tendency of feeling bad, feeling guilty about people's past, right? They've had a difficult childhood, a difficult upbringing, possibly several failed marriages where there was a lot of abuse and neglect as well, what have you. And so we feel guilt about that. And we want to help them. We want to change them. We want to give them the life that we think that they deserve to live. And yes, for the most part, it's admirable. But is it real? And what I'm saying is that we've all had a difficult childhood. Some of us have had more of a difficult childhood. But the idea of trying to make someone else happy isn't real. You can't make another person happy. Okay? It's impossible. I can't take happiness from my hand and stick it in someone else's hand and say, hey, now you're happy. Okay? Somebody's got to find unconditional love within them. Find it, figure it out, see and figure out a being that is bigger than themselves, God, aka, and then start to see the magnificence of their life, and only then can the opportunity of a glimpse of happiness and gratitude show up. I can't just say, well, you know what, I'm going to make him so happy, I'm going to do everything I can. Every single morning, I'm going to make breakfast in bed, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that, and then when they get home, I'm going to make pot roast. Okay, seriously, okay? I know doing things for other people is nice, and that's an awesome thing, and that's altruistic, and that's cool, but not in the case that you're wanting to make them happy. They can only make themselves happy, and what is happiness? To me, happiness is a very interesting word, okay? I'd like to talk more about unconditional love, understanding, gratitude, joy. All of those, to me, are more concrete things that we can try and work to attain. And the thing about it is oftentimes we get kind of suckered in and guilted in to these past, and we believe, well, I want to help this person. I want to do everything I can. And in reality, remember, you can only do so much, and that person has to want those changes. You can want anything for somebody, but if they don't want it, you're just getting in the way. Okay, it's a karma thing. You can only help somebody toward the goals that they have. You can't be trying to push somebody to another goal that they don't even have. You know, it's like trying to get somebody sober that does not want to get sober. If someone does not want to get sober, you can want them to get sober all you want. Okay, you can want that. That's awesome. And I'm happy that you want that for that person, but they have to want that. And we have to look in our own backyard and say, hey, am I doing everything I need for myself? Am I creating the best life I can for me? Am I the poster person for sobriety? If so, great. Keep being that. Be the person that people look up to. Be the example that other people need. Okay? Being the example is the most powerful thing anyway. But being the example doesn't mean that you have to be in the same boat with them. Do you get what I'm saying? There's a difference between being the example and being in the boat. Okay? sometimes you got to, anytime you want to be the example, you normally have to get out of the boat. Okay, you got to get back to the land, and you are that example all the time. You can't be right in the middle of the codependency, the drama, the issues to be the example, because it doesn't work that way. We're going to give in to that other person, allow them to do what they want to do, allow them to not take responsibility for their actions, and the list goes on. Okay. The next reason why we stay in toxic relationships is because the situation seems normal and doesn't appear toxic from our point of view. Okay, there you go. Right? There's a difference between normal and healthy. And our childhood dictates a lot of our adult life. Until we do what? Until we deal with it head on. I know that I've had some traits that I've worked with that I had since I was a kid. And I had to work with those because a lot of them weren't, you know, they weren't like helping me be successful. You know, they weren't helping me move forward in my life. And so we have to sit there and look at it and say, okay, we're adults now. We're in the situation. It seems normal. You know, my wife or my girlfriend, you know, seems like there's a little similarities between her and my mom. Perhaps many of you women out there, there's a lot of similarities between my husband, my boyfriend, or my dad, or my stepdad, or my second stepdad, or whatever. My mom's boyfriend that she had for 5 years when I was in my formative years. And I know many of you out there said, oh, yeah, I didn't even realize that, like the similarities. But also the cycle. When we're kids, when we're young, we don't know. We don't have like this whole toolbox of what manipulation is and narcissism and what's a narcissist and what's this and what's that and what's somebody that's abusive. We don't know all that stuff. So we just go, it's probably just normal. It's the way people are. It's the way life is. You know, it's the way everything is. And so we live that way and we watch our parents go through or the people that raise us go through this dance and we see them do this dance on a day-to-day basis. And we go, you know, I guess that's normal. Now, did we ever use the word healthy? No, because we didn't know what healthy or unhealthy was. We didn't even think about that. You're not thinking about that kind of stuff when you're a kid. Wow, my dad and my mom, their relationship is really unhealthy. They don't speak or communicate correctly. Da-da-da. They're always judging each other based on X, Y, Z. No, we're just like, well, I guess that's how people do things. You know, some of you out there right now are saying, man, Ashley, gosh, you're speaking my language. You know, my parents used to yell all the time. You know, some of y'all are out there, your parents used to yell all the time, and you felt like that was normal. And now you find yourself in your marriage yelling all the time. Perhaps your family was always surrounded in drama. And when you were being raised, drama was normal. That was a normalcy. And so your marriage, your life is all about drama. You don't know why there's so much drama in your life. You're confused. Well, what's the confusion? This is the cycle, baby. This is what's been going on. This is the pattern of your life. This is the pattern. You know, some of us, you know, we were raised around a parent or a caretaker or caregiver that, well, happened to be maybe narcissistic, maybe extremely narcissistic. And in order for us to get attention from that person, we had to jump through hoops. We had to be a certain kid. We had to, you know, do whatever we had to do to get attention and to get their love, what we consider love, which it's very interesting from a narcissist. It's all based on contingency and what have you done for me lately. And you start doing that and that becomes your normalcy. And so then you become, you know, old enough to date and you start dating. And for a lot of you women out there, even more so than men, you end up being attracted to these men that you have to jump through these hoops for. That you have to do all this stuff for. That you have to give a big show and presentation to get their attention. Right? Yeah. Who'd you have to do that for? Your dad. It's wild, isn't it? It's true. Again, it's another truth here on Live Your True Life Perspectives, but you know, it's not always the easy truth. But it's the cycle and the pattern that we've gone through. So, are you in a relationship right now where you're reliving the pattern from your childhood? Yay or nay? That's something to really, really think about. And for many of you out there, it could be very subtle, but for most of you out there, it's really right in front of your face. You've just got to kind of take the veil off and realize what normal is and realize what healthy is and realize what unhealthy is and realize what role you're playing and what role the other people are playing in your life. You know, another thing about toxic relationships and why we get into them in the first place, how we get stuck into them, is that we suffer from low self-esteem. We suffer from this low self-esteem when we're growing up, right? And we may not even realize it, because oftentimes we don't realize we have self-esteem issues. And we settle for toxicity instead of raising the bar to find someone who loves us for us. You know? We like settle. Well, I'm just going to settle. And we might not even realize we're settling, which is so interesting. We might not even realize that, which is really wild. And so we scrape and we scratch for that validation and that relationship. It's normal. Remember when you were a child scraping and scratching for validation from mom or dad? You could never get it. You were never good enough. Perhaps you were good enough one time where you made really good grades, or you got a trophy or something. You got awarded something and you made your parents look really, really good. And so you got a bunch of love for like a few minutes. And then what happened? Gone. Is there a relationship like that in your life right now? Scraping for validation, hoping and praying that the other person will see your true value. When I return, I am going to be offering some suggestions, some tips, some things that really work that you can employ right now into your life to make your life better, to begin to overcome this toxicity, to see it coming a mile away, to examine your life and to make it exactly what you'd like to make it, because we only live this life. We have this one life to live, so we might as well make it awesome. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread. Payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about the reasons why we stay in toxic relationships. Those reasons we stay in them is because often we don't even realize they're toxic. They're just normal. It's stuff we've dealt with in the past, so we're used to it. You know, right before the break, I was talking about how we tend to suffer from a low self-esteem, and that low self-esteem keeps us in these relationships because we're used to it. You know, we had to scrape and scratch for validation back when we were younger. You know, we had to deal with that. And so in our relationships now, whether it's a friendship or better yet, a romantic relationship, we find someone else that we have to scrape and scratch for validation, getting these little nibbles and crumbs of love and attention that aren't real love and attention because that's what we had before, right? So right now, I would like to offer some suggestions and some tips on how you can make your life more successful, healthier, and happier right now. You know, the first thing that you can begin to do is to see the pattern that has existed in your life since childhood that is replaying again in your adult life. Okay, so are you picking people that remind you of your family, and were your family pretty toxic? Question mark. Are you in a relationship that mimics that and it's just the same toxicity as before? Or maybe a new brand of toxic? Okay, it doesn't have to be exactly the same brand of toxic. It could be right next to it on the shelf of toxicity, right? So being aware of those patterns. As a human being, we have a tendency of needing to overcome things. That's part of the human condition. We're not like, it's not an easy deal. We weren't put on this planet to just party and have lots of money. I mean, some people, it seems like that's the kind of life they got. Okay, but other of us didn't. Or at least we don't have that yet. And so we have to deal with the patterns in our life. And the other people haven't dealt with the patterns either. Most people are just self-medicating because they haven't figured out how to deal with it. And so what we have to deal with is we have to see those patterns of negativity, the patterns that keep us down in our life and the things that we keep replaying and recreating in our life. What are those things? What do we keep recreating? What are the negativity things, the negative things, the unsuccessful things that we create in our adult life? And we need to actually stop it, but realize why it's there in the first place. Why is it there? Where does it go back to? And oftentimes it goes back to our childhood, having a low self-esteem, dealing with this, not realizing it's toxic, not being able to step up and speak how we feel. And so it's time for us to be able to reclaim our life, to regain some consciousness on how we believe that we should be valued, increase our self-esteem, and recognize those patterns so that we can get what? So we can get better. That's what life's about, so we can get better. I want to get better, don't you? I mean, it's time. We should all be getting better and working toward that, and that's what matters so much. And I've been working on that myself, dealing with the patterns in my adult life. And, you know, there were some patterns that I found that I had to work through, and it took a while, and it's things that I also have to keep working on because, you know, it's so ingrained, it's so normal that you got to be sure that you're not falling back into old ways. Another thing is that you want to be honest about your gut feelings in relationships. Recognize what is healthy at the core, at your gut. You know what healthy is, okay? Even though we might try to override our gut, we don't want to listen to it, we don't want to hear it, you know, we want to use our mind and say, well, she didn't really know what she was doing, or he really didn't mean it that way, you know, even though it really hurt my feelings, he didn't really mean it that way, or whatever we're doing to buy into the lies and deceit of whatever toxicity we're dealing with. You know, the first thing we do is we stop listening to our gut because our gut's right. It's like, you got to get out of here, man. You know, the next time that you're driving over to your girlfriend, your boyfriend's, whatever relationship that you think is toxic that you've identified with after this program, and you're driving up there and your stomach starts knotting up and you start getting sick to your stomach, okay, might want to know where that's coming from. I mean, those actual feelings from your gut, they're not really that subtle. And if we listen to it and we prime our gut and we begin to listen to it more and more, it becomes the best friend that saves us from a lot of pain and suffering throughout our life. But we got to be honest and we got to clean house. We can't be living in a life full of lies of ourselves and assume that our gut's going to save us, because that's not going to happen. Because our gut's not going to know what to do, right? Because it's based on a false reality. It's based on an unhealthy, false reality. What are we going to do? Another thing is that we need to know that we can only save ourselves. Save yourself! We can only save ourselves in this life. We can't save other people. Can we save them from drowning, like in a real, like from really drowning? Yes. Can you save someone from an accident? Sure, but I'm talking about save them. We can't save them. We can't change their life. We can't impart our knowledge and make them listen to us. It's not the way it works. We've got to let them live their own life. And this even applies to your children. This isn't just like people you work with or people in your relationship with, like love relationship. This is your children too. Even your children, you can't save them and change their life. They've got to want it. They've got to want to change. They got to make the changes on their own. They got to love it. They got to want it. They got to want it. Because if they don't want it, there's no value to it. They don't want it, they're not going to change. They got to want it. It's just like rehab. It's just like being sober. You got to want it. If you don't want to be sober, you're not getting sober. Okay? If you haven't had the writing on the wall and you haven't hit, you know, rock bottom and you're not getting real with yourself, you are not interested in getting sober whatsoever. Another thing that's very important to consider, we can't change anyone but ourselves. Now, change is very real. Okay, I believe in change. I believe that we can all change. We can make massive changes into our life that can do some amazing, amazing things. We can make massive changes that go a long way to benefiting us and the people around us. We can go from one extreme lifestyle to another just by waking up and realizing the value of our life and what we owe ourselves and changing that the self-esteem situation. Because oftentimes what happens is when we have a low self-esteem, we do things like drugs and alcohol and things like that because we don't really see the value of our life, okay? If you don't realize that you're a valuable beacon of light, if you don't realize that you're an amazing soul that the universe needs on this planet to help awaken people, you're not going to, if you don't know that that's the case, then what does it matter if you drink or do drugs or whatever? It doesn't matter. But when you begin to realize your reality, Like, really embrace your reality, you start realizing that when you are doing this other stuff, you're just killing yourself. and you begin to realize the disservice that you're doing to yourself and actually the pain that you're putting yourself through. It's a big deal and it's real. The last but not least thing that I want to bring up real quick is that other people are not your cross to bear. They just aren't. You're the only one. You got to take care of yourself. We come in this world on our own and we leave on our own. Yes, can we help people? Yes. Can we unconditionally love everybody? That's what we're supposed to do. Okay? But we got to let people save themselves and do what they need to do to be their true self, to live their true life, and to understand their true calling. Our health and our time is everything. Use them wisely. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.